during Jewish history, we're up to the year 2371. And so the Jews are down in Egypt, and Moshe is already growing up in Pharaoh's palace. Moshe is already 8 years old, 7 years old. He's 3 years old. Okay? So the year is 2371. Moshe's 3 years old. The king of Edom passes away. He's been king for 18 years. And then the descendants of Esav are looking for a new king. So they summon in a young man, very good looking. His name is Shaul. And they appoint him as the new king in Edom. He's going to reign for 40 years. And Pharaoh sees that Bilaam's advice doesn't work. The Jews are still multiplying. He's put the Jews in labor camps, and the Jews are still multiplying. And so he puts out a new decree, and he says no one can miss a day of work, and everyone has a quota that they have to supply, and anyone who misses the quota will have their children put into the mortar instead of the quota. And that's what they did. One after another, children, Jewish children, were taken and placed into the mortar whenever the father wouldn't fill the quota. And this was another decree to try and bring down the morale and bring down the numbers of the Jewish people. So Moshe is 3 years old. He's growing up in Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh is sitting down for a meal. His wife, the queen, Alfranit, is sitting at his right. Batya, his daughter, is sitting on his left. Moshe, the kid, is sitting on Batya's lap. He's 3 years old. Bilaam and his two sons and all the princes are sitting there for the meal. And little Moshe reaches up his hand, grabs the crown off of Pharaoh's head, and puts it on his own head. So everyone gets nervous. What's going on here? Wait a second. Yes? Who? At this point, he's still there. So right away, Bilaam says, and the sorcerers say, it's a bad omen. This is a Jewish boy. He's going to take your throne. And then they say, we have to test him. Let's bring here a plate of coals and a plate of jewelry. And let's see which he chooses. And that'll tell us whether it's really a bad omen or not. So Moshe was an intelligent boy. He sees the coals, he sees the rubies and sapphires, and he extends his hand for the gold. And an angel comes and shifts his hands to the coals. And he grabs the coals. And then he burns his hand, and he quickly shoves his hand in his mouth with the coal. And he burns his mouth. And from that day onward, he is hard to understand. He speaks in a manner that's very unclear. And from there, the officers all say, okay, you don't have to kill the child. So Moshe's growing up in Pharaoh's house, and it's hard to understand him. Yes?
What was the nature of his speech impediment? Did he stutter? Did he not pronounce?
Some machlokes. The simple understanding is he wasn't pronouncing things right because his tongue and lips were burnt. So in Pharaoh's house, he was honored. He was wearing royal clothing, and everyone respected him. And every day he'd go out to Goshen and see what was going on. He'd want to keep an eye on the Jews. And he'd start asking them, what you guys doing? And they'd tell him what was going on and the different laws that Pharaoh had enacted before he was born and how Bilaam had given all this advice to have them annihilated. And they even told him how Bilaam wanted him to die when he was a baby and how he had once taken the crown off of Pharaoh, and Bilaam had said, you got to kill this baby. And that's how he ended up with the speech impediment. So Moshe hears how Bilaam did this to his people and also tried to have him killed. And so Moshe started plotting how to kill Bilaam. And day by day, Moshe's planning and following Bilaam to see how can I do him in. And Bilaam got scared because he knows Moshe is the prince. So Bilaam takes his kids and runs away to Africa, to Cush, to Kokinas, the king of Cush. And Moshe turns to Pharaoh at that point. He says, look, the Jews, you have servants there in the land of Goshen. It's in your interest to give them one day off. They'll be much more productive if you give them one day off. And Pharaoh agrees. They work 6 days, they get the seventh day off. Moshe was very happy. And about this we say in our prayer on Shabbat, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko. Moshe rejoiced with the portion of his lot that Moshe merited to get the Jewish people the day of Sabbath off. And there's a shul in Egypt, he writes, and his date was still well known. There was a shul that was called Moshe's shul. In Egypt, they had a shul that was known as Moshe's shul. And we're up to Moshe being 18 years old. Yes?
If you went to Africa, you'd say before.
That's a good question. We'll get back to that. Wait, there are still wars we have to learn. Moshe's still going to wage a war against Bilam. Wait, we're not done yet. So Moshe's 18 years old. The year is 2386. And he wants to see his parents. So he goes out into Goshen. And as he's traveling, he sees an Egyptian beating a Jew. And Moshe stands up for the Jew. And he kills the Egyptian. And Pharaoh hears of this. And he wants to have Moshe executed. And so Moshe is summoned and put into shackles and taken before the executioner. They bring in witnesses, and now the executioner lifts his sword, and this is where we'll pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next semester.